From Helping Hands Press and narration by George, Michelle Huey's book, The Fifth Wheel, Volume 1, Gracie's Gift, is now an audiobook. Reviewer C.W. writes, "What a treat this story turned out to be. If I didn't know, I'd swear the author knew my parents, for this story is almost exactly what they did in their retirement." R.M. writes, "I was surprised to become so quickly engrossed in the story. Even days after reading it, I find myself wondering if I'd be willing to make a similar sacrifice." Now, listen to an excerpt from The Fifth Wheel, Volume 1, Gracie's Gift.
"Well, I did it." Balancing herself on the kitchen chair, Gracie backed out of the cupboard she was wiping and stared at her husband of 45 years. She didn't like being interrupted when she was cleaning, especially spring cleaning. She pushed her white bangs off her forehead with her forearm and sighed. "Did what?" Then she spied where he stood. "For crying out loud, Jim Allen, why didn't you take off those muddy boots before you came in? You know better." Instead of meekly apologizing and removing the offending footwear as he normally would have, Jim stood just inside the patio door, dripping brown ooze on the linoleum floor, a floor she had just mopped when he left for town hours earlier. "Why are you grinning at me like a mindless maniac? What did you do now?" He waved a bundle of papers at her. "What you suggested?" "I've suggested a lot of things, but when do you ever listen?" Jim loped across the kitchen, smearing more mud on her so clean you can eat off it floor. Dropping the papers beside the bucket of soapy water on the countertop, he grabbed her hot water shriveled hands. "Come on down, sweetie, we gotta talk." Ignoring the thrill his touch still sent through her, Gracie pointed to Jim's boots. "Not until you take those things off and put them where they belong." "Woman, you are such a confounded neat freak." Muttering, he bent over and began unlacing his camo boots. "Not here, outside. I'll take them off where I dang well please." Jim yanked them off and stepped to the door, his wool-socked size 12s deftly avoiding the muck he'd tracked in. Mud splattered against the glass as he dropped the boots on the floor by the door. Gracie bit her lower lip, holding in a retort. Turning her attention to the next cupboard, she gingerly lifted her favorite teapot off the shelf. "What did you do?" "I put the house on the market." The teapot slipped out of her grasp and shattered on the kitchen floor. "You what?" Jim tiptoed through the shards. Putting his knobby hands around her waist, he hoisted her off the chair. "Honey, we're out of here. No more mowing grass in the summer, no more blowing snow in the winter." Releasing her, he reached to the pile of papers on the counter and fished out a brochure. "With the money we get for the house and land, we'll get a brand new RV, one with a permanent bed, no folding and unfolding sofas and tables. Look at this, Gracie." He opened a glossy trifold and shoved it at her. The pictures were blurry, the letters fuzzy. Gracie arched back to get a better focus. The rooms in the snapshots looked claustrophobic. "Do you want to know the motorhome or a fifth wheel? If we get a fifth wheel, I can get that new Ford 350 diesel I've had my eye on. Look!" He shoved another brochure in front of her face. A silly, lopsided grin smeared across Jim's crinkled face. Gracie searched his eyes. No teasing twinkle behind his trifocals. Her knees wobbled and her ears buzzed. Another dizzy spell. She grabbed the back of the chair. "I think I'm going to faint."